This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lumber Liquidators quarterly profits are just out this morning. Net income is up 58%, sales up about 25%. An investigation continues into the household wood products company based in Virginia. Its shares fell 9% in the days that followed a visit last month by federal authorities bearing a search warrant. The case is believed to be connected to concerns the company may be knowingly or unknowingly selling hardwood that's been illegally poached. Lucas Powers is a reporter who did firsthand research into illegal logging around the world, Indonesia, Cameroon, Russia. It was part of an investigative project at the University of British Columbia's Graduate School of Journalism. Mr. Powers, good morning.
Good morning.
You traced illegally sourced timber back to the Russian Far East yourself. Why there?
There seems to be very systemic corruption in the forestry sector in the Russian Far East. And the reason for this actually dates back to the early 90s and the fall of the Soviet Union, when for all of its faults, it had a very robust forestry service. And then almost overnight, that service dissolved. And you had thousands of unemployed forestry workers and almost zero oversight from the government and doing business, cash business, with buyers coming over from China.
Now, you just mentioned China. There's demand there.
So one of the key points here is that the Russian Far East shares a several thousand mile long border with northeastern China, which is also the epicenter of wood product manufacturing in China. And of course, China has become the world's largest importer exporter of wood products.
Who loses when forests are cut illegally? It's almost like an overfishing issue. You end up with no forest.
It's the workers on the ground who are trying to cut trees down to feed their families, but at the same time, they're depleting the very resource they depend upon. You can drive for hours through the Russian country, and you see forests in every direction, and you think, wait a second, there's trees everywhere. But upon closer inspection, what you realize is that these are all second-growth forests. They have all been logged out.
Anyone proposing ways to help ensure that lumber isn't poached?
So more recently, the United States sort of took the lead on this in 2008. They amended the Lacey Act, which is a century-old wildlife timber act, and they amended it specifically to focus on illegal timber. And what this does is it puts the onus on retailers like Lumber Liquidators, like Walmart, and says, if you don't know where your wood is coming from, you can be held criminally responsible for that.
Lucas Powers did original reporting on illegal sources of timber as part of an investigative project at the Graduate School of Journalism at the University of British Columbia. He's now working for CBC Canada. Mr. Powers, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.